In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu says, وَأَن تُصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, that you fast, it's best for you. And so they found that cancer in Muslim countries is 3 times less than what exists in the United States of America. And they also found that cancer in Muslim countries has the lowest rates when compared to the world. The question is why? The number one reason that's given is because Muslims fast during the month of Ramadan. This month of Ramadan, this fasting, what it does to the cancer cells is that it starves the cancer cells. The cancer cells thrive on glucose, and so during fasting, a person throughout the day is not having any glucose or any nutrition at all. The second reason they found that fasting creates something called autophagy, that during this length of fasting, the cells that are damaged in the body start to repair themselves, and this helps fight cancerous cells. Then they also looked at the food and the diet of Muslims in these countries. Okay, great, they're fasting during the day. And then when they break their fast, they follow the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is to break the fast with dates. And they found that dates have anti-cancer properties. The diet, the food, also helps with the fight against cancer. And they found that Muslims also eat good amounts of black seeds, which also have anti-cancer properties. As we know, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about the black seed being a cure for all illnesses except death. And then they also found other items that are in the Muslims' diet, certain spices like turmeric, that also have anti-cancer properties. What's interesting is that Allah subhanahu when he said, وَأَن تُصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, that if you fast, it is best for you, what he said next was, إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, if you only knew. So this is the template, the standard for all of Allah's commandments, that whenever there's a command from Allah subhanahu, it is best for us, but we may not know how much good it is for us. And so even though now that we're discovering some of the benefits of fasting, إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ still applies, that if only you knew, because we will not be able to fully grasp all of the benefits of fasting, nor will we be able to fully grasp all of the benefits of Allah's commandments. So this fasting, this month of fasting, teaches us an important lesson, which is to trust in Allah's commandments without question, to believe in them, and to have certainty that it is for our betterment. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مِنَ مَعَدْ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ